Catherine began to gag. She was gasping for air. I again suggested that she view the scene from a higher perspective, that she needed to understand why her father acted this way. She spoke in a raspy whisper.
It must fill some void in him. He hates me because of what he did. He hates me for that, and he hates himself.
I had nearly forgotten about the sexual assault when she was 3 years old.
So he must punish me. I must have done something to make him do that.
She was only 3 years old, and her father was drunk, yet she had carried this guilt deep within her ever since. I explained the obvious. You were just a baby. You must now relieve yourself of this guilt. You didn't do anything. What could a 3-year-old do? It wasn't you. It was your father.
He must have hated me then, too. I knew him before, but I cannot draw on that information now. I must go back to that time.
I gave her detailed instructions to help her reach their previous relationship. You are in a deep state. In a moment, I am going to count backward from 3 to 1. You will be in a deeper state and will feel totally safe. Your mind will be free to roam back in time again, back to the time when the connection to your father in your current life began. Back to the time that had the most significant bearing on what happened in your childhood between you and him. When I say 1, you will go back to that lifetime and remember it. It is important for your cure. You can do that. 3, 2, 1. There was a long pause.
I do not see him, but I see people being killed. We have no right to abruptly halt people's lives before they have lived out their karma. And we are doing it. We have no right. They will suffer greater retribution if we let them live. When they die and go to the next dimension, they will suffer there. They will be left in a very restless state. They will have no peace. They will be sent back, but their lives will be very hard. And they will have to make up to those people that they hurt for the injustices that they did against them. They are halting these people's lives, and they have no right to do that. Only God can punish them, not us. They will be punished. They are gone.
The Master Spirits had given us one more message today, strong and clear. We are not to kill, no matter what the circumstances. Only God can punish.